Time now for your letters. We heard from many of you about last Saturday's story on the numbers of Americans who are canceling their cable subscriptions and opting for the free digital TV alternative. John Pavlica of Toledo writes, "Cable TV must start to offer a la carte packages or they'll be out of business faster than newspapers and video stores. All I want is two. That's right, two HD channels, and I have to subscribe to three layers of packages. Those days are over." James Warrick of Mansfield, Ohio says, "The digital TV signals are, quote, all fine and dandy, but where I live, we get about three channels of a broadcast. If there's a storm, we're out of luck. For us, it literally is cable or nothing." Nothing is what Patrick Deegan chose. He writes on our website, "We cut the cord 4 years ago when our kids were 11 and 9. They read more. They spent more time with us at the dinner table. We allow them to watch shows on the PC, but the mindless channel surfing and repetitive show viewing has ended. I do not think I will ever become a cable customer again. I've gotten my life back and will live it to the fullest." Lots of reaction online to my essay last Saturday about the sartorial choices of some of our nation's top elected officials. Many of the male politicians at last week's bipartisan White House healthcare summit wore powder blue neckties. I wondered why. Sandy DeMont is an image consultant in Norfolk, Virginia. She writes on NPR.org, "Just because a president wears a particular garment doesn't mean it's a good thing to emulate. When you have the power, you can break all the rules. Men, please give up the baby blue tie. Blue is trust. That's why policemen wear navy blue. They don't wear baby blue, however, because the darker the color, the higher the authority. Baby blue is for putting babies to sleep." Finally, few letters about our interview last Saturday with the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. Ken Cottrell of Lapine, Oregon writes, "Thank you for that fascinating interview with Ozzy. One request, though, could you provide an Ozzy to English transcript so I can figure out just what he said in that segment?" And Jim Samuels of Macosta, Michigan says, "Several years ago, my son, who was a freshman in high school, came to me and asked to listen to some cool music he discovered. He played Black Sabbath's Iron Man album. When I started to sing along, his jaw dropped in amazement. I told him that the album was one of the first that I'd purchased when I was in high school. Well, I'm sure he meant to shock me with the music. He instead discovered that maybe Dad was cool after all. He sure is. We like hearing from you. Send us your thoughts. You can go to NPR.org and click on Contact Us. You can also reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/NPR Weekend, and on Twitter, at NPR Weekend, all one word. And on Twitter, I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.